Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. A 58-year-old man from Gary, Indiana, died after his car swerved off the road, hit a ditch, and crashed into a bank. The car then went airborne, hitting a utility pole and tree. On Monday, April 22nd, Sanilac Central Dispatch received the 911 call reporting the crash at approximately 4:44 p.m. Emergency responders, including Sanilac County Sheriff's deputies, Croswell Fire Department, Croswell EMS, and Tri-Hospital EMS, rushed to the scene on Wildcat Road near Wellman Line Road in Worth Township. Preliminary investigations by the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office revealed that the victim, traveling southbound on Wildcat Road, lost control of his vehicle, veering across the center line. His car careened into the east ditch, striking a fence and embankment before becoming airborne and colliding with a utility pole and tree. Trapped within the wreckage, the driver was freed by the efforts of the Grant Township Fire Department. Despite immediate medical attention and transportation to McLaren Port Huron, he tragically succumbed to his injuries shortly after arrival. The Sanilac County Sheriff's Office, with assistance from the St. Clair County Sheriff's Office, continues to investigate the circumstances surrounding the crash. The identity of the victim is being withheld, pending notification of next of kin. Cases of beer and other beverages ripped through the roof of a truck, spilling into a field after the truck driver swerved to miss a deer on Tuesday morning. Deputy Herford of the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office responded to an incident on April 23rd involving a 44-year-old Owosso man on Chambers Road. The driver, en route from a distributor in Flint to various destinations in the Thumb region, saw his journey interrupted when he veered to miss a deer, causing the truck filled with beverages to veer off the highway. The truck subsequently tipped onto its side, resulting in the top of the semi being torn off and boxes of beer spilling into a nearby field. Fortunately, there were no reported injuries in the crash. Tuscola County Sheriff's Deputy Herford's investigation into the matter is ongoing. Authorities recommend that drivers do not swerve to avoid animals on the road, but rather apply the brakes and steer straight. And we'll be right back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Detroit Lions have invested in their future, keeping a pair of all-pro players under contract for the next five seasons. The Lions and wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown agreed to a four-year contract extension worth more than $120 million, with $77 million in guarantees, and they later came to terms on a four-year $112 million deal with offensive tackle Pene Sewell, according to a person familiar with the situation. The person spoke Wednesday to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because the financial terms were not announced. Detroit drafted St. Brown in the fourth round in 2021 after taking Sewell with the number 7 overall pick that year. Conservative Supreme Court justices appear skeptical that state abortion bans that took effect after the sweeping ruling overturning Roe v. Wade violate federal health care law, even during some medical emergencies. The case heard Wednesday will determine when doctors can provide abortions during medical emergencies in states with bans enacted after the Roe v. Wade ruling. The case comes from Idaho, which is among 14 states that ban abortion at all stages of pregnancy, with very limited exceptions. The Biden administration argues federal health care law says hospitals must be allowed to terminate pregnancies in rare emergencies when a patient's life or health is at serious risk. Idaho contends that goes too far. And that has been your news for this hour. I'm WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. In the temperature here at the station is 31 degrees, 26 with the wind chill. Wind speeds are from the northeast at 5 miles per hour, humidity at 59%. And once again, we do have that freeze warning that goes into effect from midnight tonight to 8 a.m. tomorrow. Frost and freeze conditions could kill crops, other sensitive vegetation, and possibly damage unprotected outdoor plumbing. So please take the proper precautions to protect your plants and your plumbing.